on the script and Griffin's commentary then nicely illustrate, I think, the ultimate aim of mental hygienists like Griffin. That is to have each Canadian citizen really follow expert advice, to put into practice the philosophy of mental hygiene by keeping surveillance over one another and over oneself in order to detect and to correct emotional maladjustments and more severe mental health problems as soon as possible. And then, of course, to seek further expert help if needed. The future of Canada and the world, in fact, depended on this. If we were to establish a liberal democracy and have healthy citizens. I think the sentiment is really nicely captured in publicity material for one of the series, and this is a quote from one of the pamphlets here. Human nature will have to be changed in a hurry if we are to survive in the atomic age. And where do we begin to change human nature? With ourselves, of course. And how do we begin? By understanding the reasons for our behavior and our attitudes. And with greater understanding of ourselves, perhaps we can help our children to grow up into happy and useful citizens. When the causes of hostility and aggressive actions are well understood, perhaps the world will become a happier and safer place for all of its citizens. So here is the key message, the key mental hygiene message. However, at the center of this project, there really is a contradiction. Children were to be recognized and treated as autonomous individuals with minds of their own on the one hand, but on the other, they were also expected to conform to prescribed norms of behavior. I think that the In Search of Ourselves series also really nicely demonstrates or illustrates the notion of governmentality. And governmentality is an analytic framework first introduced by philosopher Michel Foucault, and which has since been developed by many other people. Very simply, it holds that governments can control populations either by coercive means, such as the threat of violence, or through the cultivation of subjectivity. That is, through the internalization of desired values and beliefs within its populace. In the second form of governance, regulation is achieved through the consent of citizens as they learn to self-discipline themselves in accordance with the desired values and beliefs of those who are in power or in government. The operation of control of power in this way is often referred to as positive power because it is done through people's subjectivity rather than exercised over them physically in a negative fashion. The In Search of Ourselves program, I think, can be seen as one example of positive power, in the sense that it was an attempt by mental hygienists and other helping professionals, other scientists, to regulate or govern the behavior of Canadian citizens, not through brute force, but instead, really, through their hearts and minds. By encouraging listeners to think and to act in alignment with the principles of mental hygiene. And of course, these principles themselves reflected liberal democratic ideals. It's useful, however, to recognize or to see that the concept of governmentality suggests that power does not always operate from the top down, but that it can also be deployed from the bottom up, and that it's dispersed, fragmented, and can be exercised by ordinary people. So many factors, of course, can operate to constrain the methods and opportunities available to individuals to do so, such as the different social positions they occupy, such as racism, for example. Nonetheless, I think using this concept of positive power, it could be argued that listeners did not simply accept the intended message of In Search of Ourselves, the mental hygiene message, but they could disregard or challenge them. And my own research, which examined a mental health education experiment in Indian Head, Saskatchewan, found that citizens, in fact, resisted attempts to inculcate the mental hygiene message. And they did this by various means, including simply ignoring the experts, not listening to them, not attending their discussion groups, and finally, even closing ranks against them. And I think the last thing I'd like to say is that the so-called normal family prescribed by mental hygienists generally reflected and reproduced the values of the white, middle-class, patriarchal, and heterosexual social order. And so that those falling outside of these parameters could never be normal. And in this way, then, are perceived as constant threats to the social order. And in some of these cases, sovereign power or force, coercion, is often used to maintain conformity and control. And so that within Canada, positive and negative power coexist. So citizens are regulated not only by working through their subjectivity, but also by force.